Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 47. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies tomorrow, 39. Upper 30s Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the mid 40s. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA announcing the expansion of the pilot multi-peril crop insurance plan for hemp. The expansion and other improvements to the plan will begin in the 2021 crop year. USDA's Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbary said hemp offers exciting economic opportunities for the nation's farmers. They're listening and responding to the risk management needs. This program expansion allows additional states and specific counties to be included now in the program. The changes also allow broker contracts for hemp grain and adjust program reporting and billing dates. The sales closing, cancellation, product reporting, and termination dates were adjusted to match the dates for similar crops. Meanwhile, USDA adjusted the acreage reporting dates based on regional final planting dates. The premium billing dates for all states changed to August 15th. Want more information on USDA's risk management program for hemp? You can visit farmers.gov/hemp. Outgoing House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson and others in the committee are seeking a delay in deployment of a terrestrial nationwide network to provide 5G services. In a letter to the House Appropriations Committee, Peterson says there's no room for error when discussing safety and reliability service for GPS signals. In July, a group of lawmakers led by Peterson expressed some serious concern surrounding the FCC's decision questioning the reliability of GPS for millions of Americans, especially farmers and ranchers who rely on that technology for precision agriculture. Peterson was joined by Republicans Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and James Comer of Kentucky. Specifically, the lawmakers want the FCC to delay an order granting Ligado Networks 5G development. Representative Comer said the critical look like GPS technology must not be disrupted, and the farmers are essential workers and must have the tools they need to do their jobs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, many clinics across the state of Kansas are preparing for the COVID-19 vaccine to be released to the public. As many clinics have talked about being part of the clinical trials and putting resources into finding the vaccine for COVID-19.
That's just great, great news from Moderna, and it's just a great result, and we're just very, very gratified. So ordinarily, it takes 2 to 3 years to get a vaccine taken care of, but with this federal help and the program that they instituted, it's coming through in about 9 months.
That was Dr. Terry Pauling, the vice president of the American Medical Response Team on KWCH News. In other news, five teenagers faced charges in Lyon County after what authorities called a high-speed chase that ended in a crash early Saturday morning. The Lyon County Sheriff's Department, along with Emporia Police, were involved in the pursuit that reached up to 100 miles an hour when the vehicle crashed and rolled near the Highway 50 roundabouts. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Democrat Governor Laura Kelly has appointed State Court of Appeals Judge Melissa Taylor Standridge to fill a vacancy on the Kansas Supreme Court. Monday's appointment was made despite objections of the state's most influential anti-abortion group. It's Kelly's third appointment to the seven-member court in less than 2 years in office. Under the state constitution, her choice is not subject to review by the Republican-controlled legislature. Standridge will fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Justice Carol Beyer. The anti-abortion group Kansans for Life opposed Standridge's appointment because she cited in a 2016 ruling with other judges who said the Constitution protects the abortion rights. And a state consumer advocacy agency has urged regulators to reject Evergy's proposal to add charges to recover the cost of providing solar energy. The Citizens Utility Ratepayer Board requested a temporary plan in which Evergy would charge solar and non-solar customers the same. The Wichita Eagle reports that Evergy proposed new rates after their current rate structure, which includes fees to customers who generate their own electricity, was ruled discriminatory by the Kansas Supreme Court. Good American Network News.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. The results of Nebraska's record-setting 2020 election are official. The state canvassing board certified the results yesterday with little fanfare. The all-Republican board voted 5-0 to approve the final numbers. According to the board, 966,920 voters cast ballots, amounting to roughly 3 in 4 registered voters. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts extending Nebraska's current coronavirus restrictions through December as the number of residents hospitalized with the virus dipped below 900 for the first time in more than 2 weeks. The current restrictions require masks in certain businesses such as salons and tattoo parlors where it's difficult to maintain 6 feet of distance between people. The restrictions had been set to expire yesterday. Despite the decline in hospitalizations, hospitals remained strained across the state. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID cases in Marshall County fell by more than half over the past week, with 91 positive as of Monday, down from 195 a week earlier. Hospitalizations fell from 7 to 5, and 409 Marshall County residents have now recovered, with 10 fatalities attributed to COVID-19. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Monday, voting 7-1 to draft a contract for consideration with Vincent and J.C. Payshaw to operate the Marysville Recreation Program. Terms and operations would be similar to those offered by Marysville Sport and Recreation for the past several years. Consensus was to meet again soon for review and negotiations after the city attorney drafts a contract, with a goal of moving forward before the next scheduled council meeting, December 14th. Tuesday marks the annual Frankfort Community Foundation Giving Day. Area residents are encouraged to support the community and its nonprofit organizations, with contributions matched this year to a total of $29,000. In-person contributions will be accepted today at the Allstat Gallery until 5:30 p.m., and online contributions may be made anytime through midnight at frankfortgives.com. Checks dated December 1st will also qualify and may be mailed to Frankfort Community Foundation, Box 186 in Frankfort. 27 organizations are participating and are listed on the organization website. Last year, with matching funds, the effort raised nearly $75,000. Again, details are online at frankfortgives.org. You can donate online until midnight or drop off in-person contributions at the Allstadt Gallery in Frankfort through 5:30 p.m. or postmark those checks today and mail those. This year marks the 25th year for the Blue Valley Giving Tree, an effort to assist families locally during the Christmas season from Blue Valley Technologies. Due to COVID issues, the traditional drop sites this year have been changed.
This year, there's a lot of businesses that are closed to the public, so we're trying a little bit different approach. We're going to be doing a lot more virtually. So we're going to be live on social media with wish lists of children. People can contact us over the phone at 877-876-1228, or they can email me. All that information is on our social media and website.
Jada Ackerman with Blue Valley Technologies was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and spoke of other changes as the tradition continues, however.
Normally, we recruit outside volunteers to help us wrap presents and to do some of the shopping for any of the cards that are not fulfilled by outside donors. Unfortunately, this year, we are not able to do that. We want to make sure that we keep everyone as safe as possible. So we're trying to limit the amount of contact that each of the presents have with outside sources and other people. And then we'll be doing pickup, kind of curbside delivery.
Rochelle Loeffler, age 60. Of Home, Kansas, passed away Friday. Alan Loeffler, age 63, of Home, Kansas, passed away Saturday. Private graveside services Wednesday at the Home City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Rochelle and Alan Loeffler. James Jimbo Davis, age 67, of Marysville, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Jimbo Davis. Irvin E. Knowles, age 83, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Irvin Knowles. Betty Peterson, age 87, of Grandview, Missouri, formerly of Home City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Home Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Peterson. William G. Guggenheim III, age 81, of Randolph, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday at 1 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Interment in the Fancy Creek Cemetery north of Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for William Guggenheim III.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. We'll continue to see lots of clouds early in our forecast, and then lots of sunshine moving in as we finish out our work week and through our weekend. Taking a closer look at our forecast, mainly sunny today, high near 47, increasing clouds tonight, low near 26. Cloudy on Wednesday, high near 39. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, slight chance of snow, low near 25. High 37 on Thursday, occasional sun. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 21. Friday, lots of sunshine, high near 44. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 23. Saturday, mainly sunny, high near 46. Saturday night, mainly clear, low 25. And we'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we finish out our weekend and head back into the work week with high pressure overhead. Sunday, high near 46. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weatherology Weather Center.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature early December 47, record high in the state 75. The average low 24 and the record low is 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening 5:05.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Is 8 glasses of water per day still the standard for good hydration? The surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 1st, the 336th day of the year. Singer and actress Bette Midler has a birthday, and Rosa Parks made civil rights history on this day in 1955 when she refused to relinquish her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. Do you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day for good hydration? Probably not. The misconception likely comes from a decades-old study that recommends the equivalent of 8 glasses per day, but failed to mention that much of that is already contained in prepared foods. How can you tell if you're becoming dehydrated? Thirst, say the experts, is nature's warning signal. Urine color is also a good barometer. Clear to pale yellow is best. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Nigel Pack and John Gordon scored 14 points each as Kansas State battled past Missouri, Kansas City 62-58, picking up the Wildcats' first win. Pack, a freshman, scored the game's first basket and his first three-pointer put K-State ahead 12-0 as part of a 17-0 opening run. The Wildcats led 33-23 at the half, taking advantage of UMKC's cold start. Again, the final, K-State over UMKC, 62-58. The Kansas City Royals agreed to a two-year deal with pitcher Mike Minor and finalized a $1.75 million one-year contract with outfielder Michael Taylor as they pieced together a roster in their rebuilding effort. The deal with the 32-year-old Minor was reached late Sunday and requires him to pass a physical before the deal can be completed. Taylor's contract also includes up to $1 million in incentives. Mid-America Network Sports.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Gonzaga and Baylor remain the top two teams in the first Associated Press men's college basketball poll of the regular season. The Zags received 57 first-place votes from a 63-person media panel. The Bears received 6 first-place votes, with Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois rounding out the top five. Gonzaga was the preseason number one and lived up to the billing by rolling over Kansas and Auburn in Fort Myers, Florida. The Jayhawks dropped a spot to number 7 this week, but were ranked for the 22nd consecutive week to break UCLA's all-time record set from 1996 to 1980. Villanova and Virginia plunged after losses, while Virginia Tech entered the rankings at number 16 and Richmond at number 19. Michael Caparasso, who is the chief executive officer of the New York Roadrunners, the group that organizes the New York City Marathon, is stepping down amid concerns over racism and other biases in the organization. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawks tip off Tuesday versus Kentucky. Pregame at 8, tip off 8:30 live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Hanover Wildcats captured the 8-man Division II state championship at Newton Saturday, winning over St. Francis 46-24. St. Francis Indians started strong, scoring a 65-yard touchdown on their first play from scrimmage. Outstanding rusher Shadron Blanca into the end zone. Adam Krein adds an 8-yard score in the first quarter. Hanover 4 unanswered scores in the second quarter, forcing 4 turnovers, including 3 interceptions. Jacob Juniman, 6 yards out. Emmett Juniman, 38 yards. 14-yard touchdown pass to Colin Juniman. And a pass to Colin Juniman with 9 seconds left before intermission put Hanover up 30-12. Each team scored twice in the third quarter. First play from scrimmage in the second half. Juniman found Emmett Juniman for a 40-yard strike. And then it was St. Francis Adam Klein on a 17-yard carry. Tyler Bonzer on a 50-yard kick return for Hanover's final score. St. Francis answers back as Shadron Blanca with 42 yards, but Hanover prevails 46-24. After a scoreless fourth quarter, Hanover remains undefeated in 11 starts. St. Francis runner-up drops to 11-1. Wildcats' 7th championship in school history. After a hiatus from the state tournament last year, they had a three-peat in 16-17-18, and Hanover Wildcats are the 2020 8-man Division II state champions. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Congratulations to the Hanover Wildcat football team for winning their 7th state title, the 2020 8-man Division II state championship Saturday. A huge thank you to all of our sponsors that made broadcast coverage possible for 7 Hanover football games, including Saturday state championship. Relive every exciting moment. Download from the archive of our games, the Hanover High football games, posted under the Sports tab on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Landscape lighting can warm a winter landscape, highlight the form and structure of trees, and provide security to our homes. High levels of artificial light at night also impact the natural cycles of plants, animals, and insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Research led by scientists at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles found the blue and white spectrums of LED lights were more disruptive to sensitive species than the yellow, greens, and ambers. Some of the bright blues and white mimic midday sun and are 3 to 5 times more disruptive than the greens, yellow, and amber. This impacts a variety of processes, including migration and pollination by night-flying insects like moths. Researchers are encouraging policymakers, communities, and businesses to select lights that balance the needs of people with the impact on wildlife. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
During the 1940s, 534 of these ships existed. Today, only three sail the waters. Their past and present are a testimony to the lives that won wars and built America. Today, we go aboard a piece of history on this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. On the docks of Tampa, Florida, you'll find the American Victory Ship. The vessel was designed to haul cargo during World War II.
The ship was built in June of 1945, towards the tail end of the war. It was built in, as we said, 55 days. It was one of, just so that you know, one of 534 of these built. It was loaded for the invasion of Japan, which did not happen. It was then redirected into the islands and served in the Philippines and in, off of Okinawa and some of their areas.
Bill Kuzmic shares the story from the American Victory Ship and Museum in Tampa. People often ask him why this ship is here.
A gentleman named Captain John C. Timmel, who's a Tampa Bay Harbor pilot, was at a convention up in Baltimore Harbor and was on a vessel called the John W. Brown, which is a Liberty ship out of Baltimore. Very similar, but it's the predecessor to the Victories. And he found out that they'd gotten this and that some more were available at the time. He went and chased it down.
Of 534 Victory ships, very few are left.
The American Victory is one of three ships left. It's one of two that are operational left. There's two in California.
Victory ships were often named after colleges and universities. This particular ship was named for American University. But the American Victory is more than a floating museum.
We are a fully functional ship. We try to do two cruises a year. Those cruises are relive history cruises.
The trip includes flyovers by vintage aircraft and demonstrations of how the ship operated during World War II. Traveling the countryside in Tampa, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.
There will be a land auction, 119 acres in Marshall County, located southeast of Summerfield, selling this Saturday, December 5th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Property includes 119 acres, more or less, 102 acres dry crop, 13 acres native grass, and 4 acres tame grass. The property is located at the intersection of 26th and Deer Trail Road, 3.5 miles south of Summerfield and a mile east of Highway 99. Sellers are Jane Kittner, Catherine Kruger, and Joseph Kittner. This land auction, 119 acres, at 26th and Deer Trail Roads, will sell at auction Saturday, December 5th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Sale conducted by Don Prell Realty and Auction. For details, go online to DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com or contact Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell.
Cooking is for the birds, but they appreciate it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make your own suet cakes and watch them flock to your yard this winter for a filling meal as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Your feathered friends this winter by making homemade suet cakes for them. It provides a high energy source of fat and protein during increased energy needs in colder weather. Pure suet is the fatty tissue around a cow's kidneys. You could also use pork lard, lamb fat, or even Crisco. Dave Shiley is an extension educator at the University of Illinois. He says if you choose lard or Crisco, it's ready to go. If you use beef suet, the fat has to be rendered or melted down first.
You melt that down under very low temperatures in a double boiler so that you're not going to scorch it, you're not going to burn it. You're going to let that cool a little bit and strain out the impurities through some cheesecloth. Let that cool down and then reheat it again and strain it a second time. And that's going to increase the shelf life.
Make your songbird buffet with ingredients of your choice. However, don't add sunflower seeds in the shell. Birds have more trouble opening them when their beaks are greasy.
A typical standard recipe is to use a pound of, let's look at beef fat, that combined with 1 cup of cornmeal, 1 cup of peanut butter, and then some type of bird seed, depending on what you want to feed. That might be sunflower hearts or cracked corn.
Mold them in a container that's easy to get the cakes out of. You can shape it just like the store-bought suet cakes or offer it in crumbs on a platform feeder. If you want to be more creative, pour it into ice cube trays and serve it in little squares. Find more tips and recipes for making suet cakes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You probably would agree that saving money is necessary, but let's be honest, it's not too exciting. But what if you could turn the tables and make it a creative and fun experience? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So think about saving money as a treasure hunt and look for savings in unexpected places. Start with your bank statement. There's lots of hidden treasure there. Look at all the monthly recurring charges for subscriptions, streaming services, and phone service. Are there any you could reduce or maybe even cancel? And just think, you may have a gold mine hidden in your closets or your garage. Do you have clothes, furniture, or household goods that you could sell online? Or maybe have a garage sale or sell it through a consignment store? Saving money can be fun, and it can feel like an accomplishment. It's one way you can be a good steward of all God has given you. And with money set aside for the future, you'll have more financial clarity.
A microbial product that spoon-feeds nitrogen to corn throughout the growing season. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. California-based Pivot Bio has a microbial product called Proven that has so far lived up to its name. When added to the soil at planting, Proven goes to work. The microbes live off exudates from the corn roots and give back nitrogen needed by the corn. Mark Hecht is a technical services manager for Pivot Bio, servicing part of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Using microbes to harness nitrogen out of the environment really has the ability to revolutionize agriculture. To do it in a more sustainable way. Growers are really excited about that, as well as the ability to make sure that every pound of nitrogen that microbe is producing for the plant is able to use. It's not being wasted. So it's a really good investment that way.
Added fertilizers sometimes wash away with heavy rains, while the nitrogen-producing microbes stay put. Patrick Yockey is another technical services manager for Pivot Bio.
I start with the science because the story behind developing our product and carrying it through research and through field testing is, to me, very interesting. And I think it really spotlights the use of technology to solve environmental and economic problems in the field.
Find out more at pivotbio.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Department of Agriculture yesterday announced the expansion of the pilot multi-peril crop insurance plan for hemp. The expansion and other improvements to the plan will begin in the 2021 crop year. The United States Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbee says hemp offers exciting economic opportunities for our nation's farmers, and we are listening and responding to their risk management needs. The program expansion allows for additional states and specific counties to be included in the program. The changes also broker contracts for hemp grain and adjust program reporting and billing dates. Sales clothing, cancellations, production reporting, and termination dates were adjusted to match dates of similar crops. Meanwhile, the United States Department of Agriculture adjusted acreage reporting dates based on regional final planting dates. The premium billing dates for all states changed to August 15th. For more information on the United States Department of Agriculture risk management programs for hemp producers, they are encouraged to visit online at farmers.gov/hemp. Now, in other agriculture agricultural news, we spoke with USDA's Undersecretary Bill Northey. As he mentioned, once again, producers interested in applying for the coronavirus food assistance program have just now little more than a week left to apply. He points to a few ways producers can find out more information on the second round of the CFAP program.
A couple different places. One is to farmers.gov/CFAP or on farmers.gov. You'll see a CFAP banner. There'll be information there. Or give your Farm Service Agency office a call in your county. There's also some phone numbers on our farmers.gov website where you can get other information. You can call one of our folks and be able to figure out exactly where you need to go to be able to make contact.
For USDA's Undersecretary Bill Northey, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Congressional Democrats plan to seek billions in federal broadband spending next year to boost access to rural areas, the affordability, and funding for school computers. House Democrats already passed, as part of the pandemic relief, of $4 billion in emergency aid to help financially strapped families stay online. President-elect Biden has endorsed universal broadband. Data is key to ending the digital divide for students, farmers, doctors, and consumers. Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst told ag lawmakers earlier in the year,
"Farming has changed. We used to think that we just grew corn and soybeans. Now we generate data, trillions of bits, all containing information that can make us more efficient, economical, and can reduce our environmental impact."
He said while most Americans take broadband for granted, more than a quarter of rural Americans lack access, compared to only about 2% of urban Americans.
It's students and individuals in their homes that just do not have the connectivity, and that's a huge problem.
You know, you have kids doing their homework in parking lots. That's just not right.
I have kids who I represent, families I represent, school teachers I represent, who cannot access internet at home. Teachers who, when school was still in session, were having to drive to parking lots to be able to conduct the school lessons.
Well, President Trump signed an executive order back in 2018 to speed federal permitting of rural broadband towers, including on federal lands. And the House this year included $24 billion in the HEROES Act to improve broadband mapping and billions more in subsidies for households, students, schools, and libraries. Senate Republicans proposed their own bill. Instead of just talks and a compromise broke down, the agency spending bills are still in focus as government funding deadline approaches in the coming days. And Danielle Beck, NCBA Director of Government Affairs, says the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says expanding processing capacity, one of the group's priorities as we head into 2021. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again to talk about some of the technology that makes celebrating holidays a good deal different. I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I talk a great deal about how tired I am of virtual and other terms that we use to discuss technology. But in reality, the technology that we have for individuals and families and different professions in agriculture really make it possible for us to do things we have never done before during the holiday season, during the harvest season, and all of those activities. I'm talking about Zoom. How much Zoom conversation do you think took place during the Thanksgiving week and the month before Christmas coming up? I'll bet a good deal of it. I'll bet Zoom, which is technology we did not have before, made it possible for a lot of families to get together by Zoom around the dinner table on Thanksgiving Day. And yes, I should not be critical of Zoom or the other technology that we have or that I have, because there was a time when in order to do a radio broadcast from any event, Farm Progress Show or the National Western Show, we'd have to rent a telephone line for the entire program time to get that back to Chicago and our transmitter and on WGN radio. So I really shouldn't be that critical of technology because of what it has done for me personally and what it has done for my audience. A great opportunity to share special events throughout the year. For example, Farm Progress Show. We would always do our broadcast from the Farm Progress Show event, but we'll have to rent a telephone line and pay for that for the entire time. Now I have a little box that I hold in my hand, plug one end into a computer and plug the other end into a microphone, and I can talk to you from the middle of a cornfield in Iowa, from the livestock show in Denver, and from the World Ag Expo in California. And it's a great opportunity to do what I do and love doing. And we're able to share with you many of the events that we couldn't share before. So I'm not going to be quite as critical of the technology that we have because of what it allows me to do and allows me to serve an audience anywhere in the world, because I've had the opportunity to broadcast live from England and the farm show in England. Ah, so many memories as I wind down my last month as a farm broadcaster. So I'll not be as critical of technology as I have in the past. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
These cows can live a long time with the proper care. A cow that's healthy and productive adds value to the herd on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
If you have a cash cow at your place, she rewards you each year with quality calves. A cow with good longevity is a valuable asset to the bottom line. Jane Parrish is an extension beef cattle specialist at Mississippi State University. She says a cow that isn't sound or productive may be culled from the herd even if it's young. On the other hand, a breeding animal that produces healthy calves from year to year can live to its late teens. Parrish says she's heard producers say they have such a great cow she's old enough to vote. You have to manage cows effectively.
Nutrition's the big thing. We know that body condition score is very related to if that animal's going to breed back on time or at all. So if we're not giving them the proper nutrition, then we've set them up for failure regardless of how good their genetics are. And another thing, too, would be just having a good herd health program. If you have animals that are not vaccinated for disease, then they're susceptible to problems.
Longevity also depends on the cow's ability to endure weather extremes, its udder and skeletal soundness, and ease of calving. Parrish says you should keep good records to track the stayability of your animals.
The people that make the comments that cow's old enough to vote, do they know how many years she's been in the herd, how many calves she's had? Are those calves above average? The people who can document that can really identify those better animals and hopefully use those animals to produce daughters to keep better females in the herd.
Greater cow longevity can save on the cost of replacement heifers. The disadvantage is you're not bringing in newer, improved genetic traits as often. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about beef cow longevity at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through the lunch hour now, still more of the same. However, through the grains, still a negative downward trend as we see more negative figures pretty much across the board. December corn down 2.5 at 417 and a quarter. March corn down 3.5 at 422 and a quarter. The wheat complex has been riddled with lower numbers all morning. And here through the midday, we see December Kansas City wheat down 2.5 at 543 and a quarter. March to 540 and three quarters. That's down 6.25 cents. Soybeans saw some mixed to slightly higher figures in the morning time. However, we are seeing a negative downward trend with January beans now down 5.5 at 1163. March to 1163 and three quarters. That's down 5.75 cents. Soybean oil is still in the red as well. December down 42 points at 37.46. Soybean meals hanging on to a slight gain, up 40 at 393.50. However, the later futures months further into next year see a slight downward trend. December cotton is still up 24 points at 70.83 and slight gains beyond that. Higher numbers in the livestock as we've seen an upward trend all day today. December live cattle up 32 cents at $110.50 per hundredweight. February to 113.02, that's up 15. Feeder cattle still up in the green as well. January's up 77 cents rather to 141.82. March up 90 to $140.87. And the lean hogs have turned slightly down. A downward trend for December down 77 cents at 66.80. February January down 40 at 68.17. Energy markets still lower today. January crude oil down 77 at 44.57 per barrel. Unleaded gas drops 2 cents back to 121 a gallon. Heating oil drops 2 to 134. And natural gas is down 3 at 285. Gold is still up $40.10 an ounce to 18.15.80. Silver's up $1.56 to 24.09. And the dollar index still weaker, down 58 points to 91.28. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.